Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Aileen Barry's on the line. Aileen, good afternoon. Thanks for getting in touch with us.
Thank you for taking my call, David.
You're welcome. Now, this happened on a flight from Malaga. You and your husband flying home to Dublin late at night. What happened?
We were flying home from Malaga after a lovely break of a week. My husband has just in the last year recently recovered from thyroid cancer. And it was a late flight on Thursday, the 10th of... Just last Thursday.
Right, October, yeah.
Flight took off and everybody, we were all very tired and put back our seats. The people in front of me put back my seat. My husband put back his seat and that was okay. The lady behind us, I wouldn't call her a lady actually, the person behind us, tapped him on the shoulder and asked him would he put his seat up, that she couldn't put down her tray, which he obligingly did.
Yeah.
And waited until the trolley had ceased had finished the delivering food for whoever wanted it. We just presumed she wanted to have food.
Yeah.
So that was okay. He left it for a while and then put his seat back again. He got a tap on his shoulder from this person saying, I cannot relax with your seat back. So she called the attendant, one of the lady attendants.
Cabin crew, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, went by and she said, this man will not put his seat up. I cannot relax. And she said, the air hostess said, he's entitled to put his seat back. Everybody else has their seat back.
That's what the recliner's there for.
Exactly. My husband, all he wanted to do was sleep. I have to say that we're elder lemons. My husband and myself are in our 70s.
Ah, sure. Life's only beginning for you.
I don't know about that. Not after this experience. Right. She called the air. So the air hostess said, he's entitled to put his seat back. Just put your own seat back.
What? How long is the flight from Malaga? But two or three hours, is it?
Two hours, 40 minutes.
And this was late at night, so
yeah,
obviously...
Yeah, it was after midnight, yeah.
A lot of, as Eamon Dunphy would say, tiredness and emotion in the air.
Yeah, well, we were just very tired, and most of the people were. There was no conversation or anything going on. Most of the people were just lying back and relaxing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she proceeded to put her knees into the back of his seat and thumped them the whole way back. Literally put her knees and kept jerking back and forward. So I was watching. His head was going back and forward, you know?
And this lady you're saying was half your age?
Oh, yeah. She was, I would say, early 30s. I couldn't believe it when I actually saw the face of the person who did. And when the steward was going by then, my husband just said to him, excuse me, could you ask the lady to stop banging the back of my seat? He said, I can't relax. So he did, and he was very stern with her. He told her knees were right up in the back of the seat. He said,
pushing forward, yeah.
Yeah, you put your feet on the ground. He said, I'm in charge of this flight, and you just do, like a bold child, do as you're told.
Right.
I cannot sleep, I cannot relax. So he said, you just do what you're told.
Good.
But the minute he was gone, she started doing the same thing again. And
would you describe this as an air rage incident, or was it a notch or two below that?
Yeah, I would really. We were frightened because we didn't know what this person behind us was.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
When you're getting off the flight, can I just say, was she a tall lady?
No, she wasn't. She was.
Now, I'm quite tall, and I have to say, sitting on an airplane, you know, when the seat does come back in front, can be a little bit if you're tall, maybe that's why I was just asking. It can be a little bit uncomfortable.
No,
she was. She would have had enough space even with the seat reclining. Now she could. She was also entitled to put her seat back to kind of make.
That's what the steward said. He said, "You put your seat back.
Yeah.
This is the only way I can relax."
Yeah.
And I would say she was Spanish.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know...
You were denoting from her accent, maybe. Yeah. It doesn't matter where she's from. I mean, you can be Irish and annoyed maybe at somebody putting their seat back. But at the same time, if the recliner is there, if that button is on your seat...
The man in front of me had his seat back.
Yeah.
And I had my seat back. But she must have affected the lady beside her. She was affecting me because my seat was vibrating from her kicking the seat.
Yeah.
And somebody said you should have called Stuart again, but we didn't want to cause any.
You're travelling at 500 miles an hour, 35,000 feet in a metal
steel tube.
You have this kind of scenario going on where somebody behind you is getting angry with you. Were you afraid?
I was terrified, to be quite honest with you.
God, yeah.
And I asked my husband, like, we couldn't move because the flight was absolutely chock-a-block.
Yeah.
And so when we were leaving, she made a very quick exit. Didn't look at us, didn't talk, anything, just went out. And we stopped on the way out and spoke to the
cabin
steward.
Cabin crew, yeah.
Yeah, and we said to him, my husband said, I want to make a formal complaint about that. He said, I have my head jerked back and forward for 2.5 hours, he said. And the steward said, I'll be filing a report as well.
I'm not taking it. I haven't a clue who this other woman was or where she. You never know, you know, what sort of, you know, state of emotion somebody's in. God knows, she could have been coming. You know, she could have been very upset about something, and
trigger. My husband was very upset.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, he's just getting over major surgery, and. You know, we went for a relaxing holiday. We've never had any problems before. We've been travelling for years and this. But I was just saying, if my husband was a young man with a few drinks on him, you know, God knows what would have happened.
Sure,
could have been a very serious situation in a little metal tube up in the sky.
Well, you know now, we were talking about it when I was on here a couple of weeks ago as well. We had... We were discussing flights and in-flight behaviour. And then, funny enough, the following day, we read where a number of stakeholders, the different airlines, are coming together to look at introducing very strict legislation regarding abuse of passengers and obviously restricting possibly the amount of alcohol that people can have before they get in a flight, although I don't know how that could ever be monitored in a huge airport or if people are travelling through connecting airports. But can I go back to the issue of the reclining seat now?
Mm.
And you're entitled to put your seat back, but do you think, can you see how it can maybe annoy, or not, maybe? Like the person in front of you put their seat back, but it didn't bother you.
No, but it's a late night flight, so everybody was trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you recline your seat, you've plenty, you've ample space in front of you, you know?
Mm.
I mean, she said, this is the way I like to travel, with her knees up on somebody's back.
I know that, but if you are trying to use your fold-up tray and you have a glass of wine or your dinner or sandwich or coffee or whatever it is sitting there, and next thing, the seat in front of you jolts back.
Oh, I can understand that perfectly.
Yeah.
This was, I would say the amount of food that was served on that flight was minimal.
Yeah.
Because it was such a late flight. Everybody had already eaten. The most people probably would have had a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
Mm.
But my husband, when she asked him, he put his seat back and waited until the food trolley was gone. And then, but the steward was very strict with her too, you know.
There are some airlines, I think, that don't have these recliners, and then there are others that do. And I just wonder, you're highlighting it now, but I wonder, are there many other instances of air rage as a result of people pushing their seat back and the people behind getting annoyed and all of that? Or should there be recliners at all on planes where, particularly where in economy class, where there isn't an awful lot of space?
Yeah, well, now we use this airline all the time because of the fact that we have reclining seats, you know.
And they were very helpful, you were saying to us earlier.
Yeah.
So has your husband made a formal complaint, or has he?
We have, yes, we have made it. I only made it yesterday because I couldn't get onto the airlines. Nobody wants to talk to you anymore. So I put in a formal complaint, and I just feel that that young woman...
Yeah.
like most.
But what could be done in that scenario? That did, like the cabin crew listening to you there now, Aileen. They did their best, and they, you know, their primary remit in the air is not to go around serving drinks. Their primary remit is to look after our safety. That's what they're there. They're a vital part of the.
I felt very unsafe, actually. To be quite honest, I felt very unsafe because I didn't know what this person was like, or whether she was psychotic or what. You know, I just literally froze in my seat for 2.5 hours, and I mean, the staff must have seen that she put her knees back up again once. They had gone away. They were going up and down.
Do you think if you're on a flight that if you want to put your seat back, you should turn around and ask the person behind you, is it okay first or what?
I don't think so. No. I think it's normal. Well, especially on a late night flight. I would never put my seat up on a day flight or put it back, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, more importantly, Aileen, that was an experience, but you were coming home from Malaga, well for you. but of course, you were there for a good reason. Your husband was recovering and you were there for respite. How is he now? Is he...
He's fine.
Good.
He's fine. We're just getting, you know, it's... He's... Thank God he's over all his... but this didn't help. Like, you know, he needs his rest and... We would have asked to be moved. I mean, the flight was full, you see. So
Sure.
I would say they would have moved the person behind us too, only that the flight was full, you know.
Yeah. Well, in that situation, good question. Who should be moved? You were the person that's upsetting
causing
you.
Causing.
Well, you live to tell the tale anyway, Aileen, but it is, like if you were a very nervous flyer, something like that could be really, really upsetting. And,
and
even for other people looking on, it's. I think only I've seen it
but
once or twice where people have become upset with each other.
We had to be aggressive, though. You know, we were like, you know, and we didn't want to complain again because, like, that was it. You know, we complained once.
Okay.
And that was it. You know.
All right, interesting. But you have raised that. You have actually put out there. You know, this issue of I know. I'm looking at
air rage.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the television here and the latest Brexit talks and the seriousness of that and the horrific activity and what's going on out around the Turkish-Syrian border. All of this pales into insignificance. Doesn't mean we can't talk about other issues that are relative. But having said all that, it's an interesting issue that you raise, and that is about, because air rage, you know, we're hearing it's more and more common now and planes have to be diverted and all of that. And that's how these issues happen. And the idea of the reclining seat may sound very trivial, but who knows what it could have led to there. You could have been, as you said, your husband might have been younger with a few drinks in him.
Could
have caused a bit of mayhem. Anyway, that didn't happen, thank God. And thanks a million and the best of luck. What's your husband's name, or does he want his name on the air?
No,
Mr. Barry then.
Mr. Barry.
All right.
Thank
listen,
you very much, David.
You're a good spokesperson for him. All right. Good luck
to
you, Aileen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.